Okay, so this video, I've been thinking about this topic for a while now, and I just never really thought to verbalize it until just now. It finally just hit me to talk about this scenario of when a woman says she's sexually awakened, right? The sexually awakening. It's like there's tons of, women who hit the wall usually. Usually about 30, about between 28 to 35 when this happens. Sometimes they even get up to 40, 45. What this is, see, the reality of a woman's life cycle is this: women are born into being loved, but they also want to be led. So in the first 25 years of life, women are always looking for a leader to lead them to do something. Well, and so usually the reason why they become sexually awakened at 25, I say after 20, pretty much after their prime is up, after 25, usually around 30, 35, and they become awakened. See, and this is just because of a woman's lifespan and what the cards that they have to deal with. Once they finally become somewhat, of a higher mental capacity, and they get sexually awakened, meaning that they've been plowed by enough dudes to finally realize what it is they actually want. Now they want to go out and get what they want. You see, but it is the sad part with a woman's timeline is, well, that's when her prime is usually up, when this second stage of life hits. So like, so and see, and this is why, okay, sexually awakened, you can also put that into the area of wanting, the stereotypical alpha, 6 foot tall, six pack abs, six figure income, all that shit like that. See, that's you, that sexually awakening can go into that category. It's like now that they've been raw dogged by, hundreds of men. I'd say at this point, probably thousands in reality. They can only remember the hundreds because those are the only ones who maybe stood out for some reason. They've been raw dogged, gang banged, spit roasted, orgy. They've done so much. Okay, they've done so much by this point. They've finally been able to start thinking a little bit on their own and start deducing what they like a little more. And this is their awakening. Well, yeah, for a woman, it could be an awakening. And guys have the same awakening too, around, I say, mid-30s. That's when we get our awakening. We finally realize like what's going on and what do we actually want. Well, see, the good side is with men, what men are valued for, we appeal to all women from younger to older. Once we hit that awakening and we start taking on that role of doing what we actually want to do, knowing what we actually want and going after that, we can go out and do it respectfully. You see, we can get, see, like I read this somewhere, when men age, they look like Sean Connery, but when women age, they look like Sean Connery. Like it doesn't work the same for women. So like, yeah, I mean, they could want all this, but their value just plummets at this point. That this is not like, see, women, they get it confused. They think the wall is only because their looks. Looks are a part of it, but the bigger part of it is what happens to them on a psychological level in combination with what they have to offer, man. It is just they're all their value just it just goes through the basement. Because, like I said, okay, like back to the sexual awakening. Look, these women have been raw dog, spit roasted, choked out, fucking slapped, pissed on, shitted on, eating out dirty, drunk guys' assholes in the back alleys of bars. They've been doing all types of shit, man. And a lot of times, it's the girls that you don't think are doing it. Those are the ones who are doing it the most. And out of all these experiences, like I said, they start to deduce what they like, what they don't like. So now they want to actually want to try X now because they figure, oh, I like X, so I want to try X now. Well, the reality of it is, they turn into like a form of a leader now, which no woman wants to be a leader, but it's like it's just that natural human turn in life to like. Now she knows what she wants, and now she wants to go get it. So now she has to be a leader. Well, leader and woman doesn't mix. Leader and woman, it doesn't mix well. It never has. It never. They always have to go back and find a man to be a leader again. even in like the gayest, dykest relationships, they're secretly running around on dating websites trying to suck dick. they need man, like they need it in their existence. So they're like the sexual awakening. Like I said, a woman's life pretty much after 25 is just difficult to watch. It is like, and I'm not trying to say men are better than women or women are better than men, but for what we have to offer the other sex, men can just keep going up. Where women after 25, man, it just plummets. And the best that they have after 25 on average, I say 90% chance, all a woman after 25, man, all she has to offer, man, is either raunchy sex, raunchy, crazy sex, or, you know, always cooking and bringing his food. And anything after that, like, she has nothing else to offer, man. This is why, like, I don't know if you looked up the stats on dating, but after 25 and 30, it's just a constant slope down. I mean, and if there's a woman watching this, I mean, you can be mad at me if you want. I mean, the numbers are right there. Well, you don't like numbers, but the numbers are right there. Like, you can't. And men can keep going. Now, a lot of guys, they can go up, but a lot of guys, they get stuck in the mentality of what they were the first 25 years of life, you know, not being desirable to women, not doing this. So I might as well just give up. And so a lot of guys won't get that wake up, and they'll just kind of like either hover or just slowly go a little down. But a lot of guys, like guys, men have the possibility of going up. Women don't have that possibility, bro. After 25, like I said, after 25, the only thing she really has to offer men that men genuinely want, would genuinely want for, out of her, is crazy sex. Like getting, you know, gang banging, the groupie orgy. That's about all she can offer at this point. Because that's the whole post 25, post wall talk. But the sexual awakening thing, man, like that, it's a real thing. And I definitely know women really do go through it. But it's the timeline of their life cycle is what fucks them up. That's what it is. And they usually can't get there. They usually can't get there fully until they're after the wall. Because when they're younger, they're still looking for a leader. When they're younger, they're still looking for a leader. And a lot of women, they get married at young ages, and then they get that sexual awakening where they realize like they never really liked this husband, or they realize that the husband is just never going to have sex the way that she wants to have sex. She actually wants to have sex, and she's tired of trying to manipulate, blah blah blah. And then she's secretly going out and getting, you know, ran through by guys all throughout the neighborhood. It's like dealing with women in these situations, man. Like, the number one thing I would advise to men is just do not pay women that much attention. Just don't pay them. Just have a hobby, man. Like, if your thing is building cars or whatever the fuck, drawing, it can be anything. This PlayStation, just put, like, that should be where all your attention goes. Because if you put too much attention into women, like, women are programmed to self-destruct. So just don't put put too much into a woman. Now, if you have children, put a lot into your children, but don't put a lot into a woman, man, because their biological, their default setting is self-destruct. Okay, then they're not happy until they finally do it. But that's it, man. The sexual awakening thing, I'm not gonna say it's abnormal. It's normal. But it's just their whole time. It's just what woman is in her time frame of doing it. It's always going to be off. It's always going to be off. It's never going to be. It's very rarely going to be a good time. And when it is a good time, usually those are the 19-year-old porn stars. I think those are. But even then, like for what woman is, once a man finds out that she was out there doing all that, like, any man's going to self-respect, who has true self-respect, isn't going to want that. So women really, like, in some aspects, women do have it harder if they're that type of girl. Now, all women aren't these types of girls, but if they're that type of girl, they have a harder time with that because you can't blame the men, because the psychological issues that brings along in that woman are pretty much just, they're irreparable. So if she has kids and all this shit, the kid, like, every female porn star I've ever heard of who had kids, they were just horrible mothers, if they were even a mother at all. Like, I don't know if you ever looked at into Jenna Jameson. Jenna Jameson has like three kids. If you even know Jenna, because, okay, if there's a younger guy watching this, you may not know who Jenna Jameson is. Jenna Jameson, here's a brief rundown of Jenna Jameson. Jenna Jameson was like the princess of porn back, like, you know, what, back before you can look, get on porn on the internet and get on, you know, get on, you know, was Pornhub and shit like that. Jenna Jameson was like, Jenna Jameson was the top fucking girl, because she, I never thought she was very pretty. I mean, I mean, she's a good looking girl, but I never thought, like, I never jacked off to Jenna Jameson. But a lot of guys, she was the number one porn star, because she to me, she looked kind of more like a girl who just plays tennis or something like that. But she always fucked and did a bunch. I mean, she had her moments. I think she did like a Cleopatra scene. I thought she looked good, like dressed up as Cleopatra. But I never jacked off to her, to be honest. But Jenna Jameson ended up with three kids. And there's a guy on YouTube, the baby's father, he talks about it. She never comes around to see the kids. She gave up all rights to see the kids. She's just a fucking horrible mother. Once women, and it's just the reality of the scenario with women. Once women get too much power, they always end up fucked up. You never hear a story of a woman who got power who, in any kind of way, you never hear a story of a woman who got power and still stayed legitimately respectable for long. It's just there, like, woman's default nature is self-destruct. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is why you never hear of women who when they get too much power or they end up too good in any one part of their life, usually the rest of their life is just completely in shambles. And sometimes it has nothing to do. Sometimes if she's just a pretty girl, because now she doesn't have to work anymore because she's pretty. Well, now she doesn't know how to do anything because she's pretty and guys just give her shit. Whenever a woman gets too successful in any one area, the rest of her life is just a complete fucking joke. And sexual awakening is another one. Once she became intelligent enough to know that she's sexually awakened, that she knows what she wants now, watch her life from then on. It's gonna fucking crumble. It crumbles. Like the older I get, the more I'm starting to understand. Well, and this happened years ago. The more I start thinking to myself, you really belong in the kitchen. When I see a woman, like, you need to be in the kitchen somewhere, because this is fucking you up. like I get it now. Like, the older I get, the more times that those thoughts cross my mind. When I see bitches, especially like in the world, or they, you know, dumb bitches, like, you know, working in the mall and shit, like, yeah, you need to be in the kitchen with a man taking care of you. Because you can't do this. the older, I'm 30, I'll be 34. And I started getting these thoughts maybe instinctively when I think I was about 29. When I started to wake up and really see, really know what I was looking at. Yeah, man, like a lot of bitches, man, like they, like any form of independence and success, it just kills them. It destroys them. And the sexual awakening, it's just another form of it. Once their brains pretty much, once they start to trickle into true adulthood ways of thinking, of true independent ways of thinking, they're done. You might as well just discard them at that point, because they chronically destroy themselves. That's and the reason why they chronically destroy themselves is because somewhere deep down in the back of their mind, they always have this. A lot of them don't even know they had it, but in the back of their mind, they're always going, "Yeah, I'll get Roy to fix it when I fuck up." Like, but it's so deep in them, they don't even know they have it. Like, you can smell it on them. Like they have it, but they don't even know that they have it. Because see, the reason why men don't chronically fuck up the way women fuck up, especially situations like this, is because men. Don't rely on Roy to fix nothing. You see what I'm saying? Like, men are always left assed out. See, and it goes back to that entitlement of woman. See, woman is entitled to that, to being loved and all this, because she's woman. So she can't even see it. She, like now, woman doesn't even want to be loved. She wants to be desired, because love is just, oh, that's just an abundance. I don't care. It's there. You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't even care anymore. But yeah, that's it, man. Like, so the sexual awakening thing, my thoughts on it is I think it's a real thing, but woman's brain just can't handle it. Because anything, like, I mean, seriously, look at any woman you can find who had her shit together in any one area. She is crying her eyes out at night, every night before she goes to sleep, over the four other areas in her life. Every time, it never, or she's just so fucked up, she has to stay so high that she can't cry about it. It's one of the two. Every single time. Every time they're doing, oh, I'm just so sad. And the bitch got a doctorate in, you know, in biochemistry. And, you know, but the rest of her life is fucked. This is what woman does. It's what they do. They're not made to lead. They're not made to be the successor of anything. This is what they do. If they lead in one thing, the rest of their life is in shambles. Like, seriously, look at any woman you can think of who was successful in any one thing. Let's say a woman, let's just break it down to a woman can work and she has her own flat. She is crying her eyes out because she can't keep a man, because she's fat, because she, I don't know, has a big nose, whatever the fuck. Like, woman cannot succeed respectably on an average of on an overall average of their life. They have to hate something about themselves. It's just them.